Ryo, where are you going? You haven't listened to the Shinmu AM2 podcast yet.
Welcome back to another episode of the Shenmue AM2 podcast. We're your hosts, Andrew.
And Matt.
And we're back. We...
Where'd we go?
Off the air. Almost 2 years.
We were canceled.
Well, it's all those terrible, terrible things that mostly you said. And those horrible crimes that I did.
Yeah. It's a combination of those two.
Do you know what's crazy, Matt? We are never going to live in a world where O.J. Simpson can hear episode 86 of the Shenmue AM2 podcast.
What a shame.
Oh no, he's gone.
What a shame.
I don't know. We just haven't recorded in almost 2 years, but we're back.
But I mean, what's been going on? There's been nothing to record about.
Yeah, there's been plenty. I got a list here.
Okay.
Almost like we planned that intro. We did.
You're just that good.
Yeah, just that good. First things first, I think I need to apologize to some Shenmue fans.
No.
After pulling an absolutely brilliant April Fool's Day prank. Oh, it was great, Matt. I planned that for about 4 months.
Listen to the joy in his heart.
It was so good. I'm sorry, Shenmue Dojo. Like a week in advance, I started dropping seeds about this. And then I was like, you can't tell anyone. But then I'm like messaging James Reiner. And I'm like, hey, James, I got this thing. And he's like, yeah, I don't want any Shenmue spoilers. I was like, you're going to show up for it. And he did.
Usually you're just doing this to me. Like, just me.
Yeah, it's funny. I love it. I absolutely love it. But I essentially, for those of you that aren't aware, the video's on our YouTube page. But you're really going to want to watch the Shenmue Dojo stream version of it.
If you like tears.
I made 16-minute video lying. Well, parts of it are true. Parts of it are true. That the story had leaked, a story arc for Ryo had leaked in the ESPN NFL 2K4 football player's guide back in September 9th, 2003. And it was great because I had specific dates and everything. Like, I did a really good job on this, and it's great. And at the end of the video, I'd say, oh, and, you know, talk about Shenmue going back to Japan. I'm like, look at my watch. I'm like, well, that's important that we go back to Japan because it's April 1st, April Fool's. And I just cut the video.
It's April 1st in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. It was absolutely brilliant.
Is that in the spirit of April Fool's?
Yes.
Okay.
It absolutely was, because it talked about Japan, and how else am I going
to... How else are you going to fool anyone on April Fool's?
Yeah.
It was already so close to April Fool's, people were primed not to believe you.
Yeah. But I'm already working on next year's.
Yeah, if anyone's fooled by that one,
stay tuned.
That's their own fault.
It's going to be good. The anime's been canceled about 2 years ago.
Boo.
Bastards.
So, yeah, that sucks. I don't think I was hopeful for it to continue anyways. Nothing good ever happens to Shenmue fans.
I realized that Shenmue fans, as a community, we have a theme song. What do you think that theme song is, Matt? They're pretty much a one-hit wonder. They did have one other song that was not nearly as popular.
Mm-hmm.
90s, maybe early 2000s. The group was European.
Are you going to make a Chumbawamba joke?
Yeah.
No.
We get knocked down, but we get up again. You ain't never going to keep us down. You can have that if you want.
I'm taking it anyways. What?
You just cracked a pop can and didn't go, whoop, whoop. Ah, good.
Good. There you go.
Winning can.
Oh, really?
You can trade that, especially since you bought merchandise. I was hopeful there was going to be a second season, and everything was, from what I understand, was ready to go, and then that merger with Warner Brothers.
Is that what killed it?
Something, yeah. It was a merger that killed it, which is bullshit, but...
So it would have kept going?
Yeah. Apparently they were, like, in pre-production, ready to go for season two, and I think the anime was pretty good.
Yeah.
I've never re-watched it. My cousin Brian has it downloaded, and I may get one of those just pirated copies off eBay on DVD or something, or Blu-ray.
Yeah, I was going to say, was there a release on DVD or anything?
No, the only, like, official release it had was the soundtrack was released, I think. I have that, but... Yeah, so it sucks.
So have you seen anything about what was going to be if it hadn't been canceled? Has any of the creators spoke out about
There's been some direction? Interviews with, I can't remember the fellow's name, but he did, like, it was just very early on. I don't think there was anything done story arc-wise or anything like that, which that's, I think, really where people would, if we could find out something, I think that's what people would want to know.
Yeah.
Whether or not the anime is canon or the games, who knows? Because the anime, from what I remember, ended at the end of Shenmue 2, didn't it?
Yeah, there wasn't any Shenmue 3 stuff in it.
Yeah. So this whole podcast started from an encounter that Matt and I didn't have, from when I saw him at the grocery store in a Shenmue jacket. And I vowed to myself that I would never let myself get into a situation like that again.
Where you let an opportunity pass you by to talk nerdy with somebody about something?
Yeah, like an incredibly niche topic, and I may have cost the entire world a possibility of having a celebrity fund Shenmue 4. Now just follow me here, okay? On the March 4th, 2023 episode of Saturday Night Live, the host was Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. Randomly out of nowhere, there was a skit on March 4th of 2023 about Streets of Rage 2.
That's my birthday.
Is it?
March 4th, yeah.
Nice. In 2023? Did you have one in 2023?
No, I skipped that year.
Well, happy birthday. But yeah, they did a random sketch about Streets of Rage 2.
That's...
In 2023.
That's insane.
It is.
Did they say the words Streets of Rage?
There was a whole song about it.
Oh. Was it Yuzo Koshiro-esque?
Well, what it was is, James Austin Johnson and Aga Wodum are a married couple in the skit, and Travis Kelce is the guy that's having sex on the side with Aga Wodum, and they're telling this, they're singing this to their kids, that the dad's cool with it, and he watches from the corner. That's the song or whatever. And he's, the entire time, Travis Kelce's trying to play Streets of Rage 2 on a Sega Game Gear. And he gets upset that a guy with a mohawk just cost him some of his health because he had to pause the game and explain what's going on. But the whole thing is about him playing Streets of Rage 2. And it's great.
Oh, I thought you meant like they like dressed up as Streets of Rage characters and did a little...
No, that would have been even better. but 24 days later, my wife and I are in New York City. We're in the Nintendo... Well, excuse me. I'm in the Nintendo store. My wife went across the street to get a Starbucks. I turn around. Who's in the Nintendo world? No one recognizes him. James Austin Johnson from Saturday Night Live. For anyone that doesn't know, he's the guy that does the really good impersonation of Donald Trump.
Like when Alec Baldwin's not there? Or
Yeah. I don't know if Alec Baldwin's going to be there anytime
that's,
soon.
That's true.
So James Austin Johnson is clearly a, what are you searching?
Oh, I was hoping you'd just ignore it. Oh. I wanted to open something for later.
Okay. James Austin Johnson clearly wrote that skit because he's in the Nintendo world. He was in front of me in line, and he bought Metroid Prime Remastered because I asked the cashier, I'm like, what did that guy just buy? Because no one in the store recognized who he was. So anyways.
They should have been like, that's privileged information. We don't divulge our clients' interests, seedy interests.
So I see... Excuse me. I see him in the store. My wife comes back with her Starbucks because it's just across the street. I say, hey, dear, look who that is. And she goes, who? I said, that's James Austin Johnson from Saturday Night Live. She's like, oh my God, it is. So I say, hey, man, do you mind if we get a photo? We really love what you do on Saturday Night Live. Your impersonations are great. He was super nice, took a photo with us. And then that's kind of where our interaction ended. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was before or after. He did like a tweet of mine as well, because he asked about where he should go game hunting in Europe. And I said he should just go to Heathrow Airport and get on an airplane and come here. And then game hunt here, and then we just put him on a flight back across the pond, because he was doing a comedy tour over there or whatever. But... later, I don't even know if it was later that day or the next day, I'm sitting on the subway going somewheres in New York City, and my mind is just like, why in the fuck did you not ask me about the Streets of Rage skit? And I just, it ruined my whole trip. The rest of the trip, I was just like, and my wife's like, what's wrong? I'm like, why didn't I ask him about Streets of Rage 2? And
stupid.
Yeah, I was so upset at myself. I was so upset.
Turned into, what's that character from Saturday Night Live that Chris Farley played? Oh, himself. Chris Farley show. Stupid.
I was so upset with myself. And I vowed never let it happen again with the Shenmue thing with Matt. And then, yeah, it happened again. So,
what would you have asked him?
I would have asked him to be like, who's your main guy in Streets of Rage 2? I wouldn't have, because he obviously has played the game. Mm. I would have gotten right direct into it. I'd be like, I'm a Max guy. And if he said he was a Max guy, but I think he's probably an Axel guy. I would guess he's an Axel guy. I'll ask him on Twitter after this and we'll see where that goes. But anyways, so how I may have cost this whole thing with Shenmue 4 with Celebrity. So the next time Travis Kelce's on, because it's probably going to happen again because he's dating someone famous, maybe they'll do another skit. But maybe if I had brought Shenmue up to him, Shenmue could have been in the skit. And then they would have found out that, oh, Shenmue doesn't have an ending. And then maybe Travis Kelce and his soon-to-be, I'm assuming, wife at some point in time, Taylor Swift, could have funded Shenmue 4. And I fucked that up for the entire planet, Matt.
You fool.
I fucked that up. And the Swifties, I mean, they're a rowdy bunch of people. We could have got the Swifties behind
whole
us.
Army.
We could have done anything. Every Swiftie donates a dollar. This game has $1 billion fund.
That's true.
And I fucked that up. I bear the weight of that fucking
every day.
I just wake up and I drink because of it.
That's the reason.
I just want to apologize to the entire Shenmue community that I didn't get Taylor Swift to fund Shenmue 4.
Well, there's another us in another universe where that happened, and they're happy at least.
You think?
I don't know. It's pretty far-fetched. I don't know. Your plan? Maybe you could have pulled it off. You're a charismatic guy.
That's next year's thing. I had a different thing planned for April Fools.
Yeah, no more April Fools. Now it's a long con to get this happening.
There'll be a Netflix documentary about it when I'm in jail. That I just kept all the money for me somehow. It's like the boy band con with Lou Pearlman, but the Shenmue con.
Yeah.
I just want to apologize for that. Yu Suzuki tweeted some stuff, or not tweeted, he was did an interview with Ezra Kravitz, friend of the podcast.
About IGN Japan.
IGN Japan about Shenmue Zero. And I built that in my April Fool's Day prank. It was so good. I would love to see Shenmue Zero, though. Like,
I think I missed this. What was it?
So he just talked that he would like to do it. And to be honest, with my prediction, I don't think I'm that far off. I think we will play as EWOW at some point in time. And whether or not they call it Shenmue Zero, I think there will be prequel. That's what I'm looking for.
Yep.
I think there will be some sort of Shenmue prequel storyline at some point in time, assuming Taylor Swift funds all this.
Aren't a lot of the questions from the game having to do with events that happened back when he was young? Like, that would, like, solve a lot of those mysteries that we've been, you know, stuck with for a long time. Is that how you would want to find out in a prequel?
Yeah.
Yeah? You wouldn't mind?
No, anyway, it's fine with me. Hmm. But, so I think if we do get, whether it be an anime, a manga, games, whatever, I do think the story will loop back.
Well, I guess, yeah. Because then you might have to, if you find out these things and these relationships in a prequel, then you have to go through the next Shenmue game having Ryo catch up to what you already know, which is kind of annoying when they do that on TV, when you know something the character doesn't and you're watching them try to figure it out. But I don't know.
But that could be where it ends, too. It could just end with EWOW doing or not doing something. Hmm. Maybe. Who knows?
You mean the prequel could leave it open and not answer questions, really?
I think the prequel could have an ending, but we don't know how the ending affects whether or not Ryo's born or even exists or something.
Hmm.
What else do we want to chat about here? Matt's been to... right before we did this podcast, Matt showed me some amazing AI music that he just tinkering around with.
I won't say I made it, because AI made it. I just asked it for something and it spit it out at me.
Matt asked it for lots of things. It could be a bunch of J-pop music about Matt's brother in Japan. But it was fantastic.
It's scary.
It is. But you also used it to develop some Shenmue fan art, like 80... What was your parameters that you suggested it?
I was like... I wanted it to look like 80s anime specifically, and then I just took each character at a in sequence and described them in detail and put that through, and the ones that were closest to what they're supposed to look like I saved. But again, I did not do this. I take no credit for this. It's AI. It's stolen art. I would never try to profit from this. I just think it's fun.
I saw him selling these in King's Square. Me saying King Square means nothing to anyone listening to this. Yeah, you sell them in the burial ground.
Yeah.
Right outside your work.
But I've seen people are already on like Twitter and stuff like describe themselves as AI artists or prompt artists or prompt engineers and stuff. And then they get like they put out their AI art and they're all so proud of it. And I'm like, what? And then they get pissed off when somebody uses their AI art for inspiration for more AI art. And they claim that it's their art has been stolen. And I'm like, do you hear yourself? But anyways, yeah, AI is scary, but it's a fun toy that that I'm playing around with right now.
That you're just profit mongering on.
No, I'm not selling.
We're in a new castle right now that Matt purchased with AI money.
I'm single-handedly ruining Etsy.
Etsy.
But yeah, did you like those images?
They were great, I thought.
Yeah, some of them were pretty.
Cool. It was Ryo, Zhuing,
Joy,
and Ren.
Yes,
I think
that's all I did. Yeah, but yeah, some of them you can tell like this was specifically inspired by Akira art or something. But.
You could. We should do the funnier characters like Goro and Tom, the hot dog guy.
Oh, I should have done Tom. I'll try to do Tom.
Well, yeah, it'll post it on our Facebook and you can donate to Matt's Patreon for Matt's AI art.
Oh, God. I would never.
You have. I've seen you. You're wearing incredibly lavish clothes right now.
Counting money right now.
Where'd you get all this? You dove into a bucket of coins earlier. Yeah, what else? What else? Was there anything recent about Shenmue? Oh, yeah. Limited Run Games has confirmed Shenmue 4, pretty much. Right. I'm going... Okay.
Lead me on a journey.
Today is...
April Fool's.
Nope. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2023. My prediction. Limited Run Games will announce Shenmue 4 in some fashion for the Nintendo Switch, the PlayStation 4 and 5, and whatever type of Xbox games they're producing now. They're dabbling a little bit in Xbox, along with soundtrack on cassette, vinyl, some sort of deluxe vinyl, and then another vinyl that's like the basic one, but just a different color, and CD, and then a huge box set of everything. It's going to have a very long turnaround time on it, but it's going to happen, and they're going to announce it at their LRG3 thing in 2025.
All right.
All of that is going to happen. I have no insider knowledge of it. Mark my words.
Why are you so confident then?
I exude confidence, Matt. Look at me. Not as much as you and your AI money, but I'm exuding confidence here. And mark my words, if this does not happen, name a punishment right now.
Oh,
nothing too crazy. I can't eat onions, peppers, or anything hot.
Oh, I was going to have you eat an onion and pepper pie. I don't know. I'm bad at coming up with punishments. I'll steal something from Kenny versus Spenny.
Kenny vs. Spenny is a Canadian TV show.
It was imported to other countries.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was originally a kid's show the first season, and then it became a not a kid's show in season two of Going Forward, and it is incredibly funny.
Yeah,
the dancing one and the beer, who can drink the most beer, are great, because there's one guy that's on the up and up and one that's not, and the one that's not was drinking who drank the non-alcoholic beer?
I would assume it was Kenny.
Yeah, I think it was. And the dancing one was great because they just lied about when the competition would start, and a guy essentially danced for an entire day before the competition actually started, and then he was dead tired. Great show. Look it up on the internet.
You have to wear an octopus on your head for a day. No, I won't make you do that. I'll come up with something later.
Come up with something, but it's going to happen, mark my words.
Okay.
And if I'm right, you...
have to buy Shenmue 4.
No, you have to... When I'm right, not if I'm right, when I'm right, you have to, what's something that you, oh, you have to do a podcast where you say Transformers are dumb, fighting games are dumb, and
I'm dumb.
No, we'll think of something. We'll that'll be the next one. We're back. I don't know. We may do another episode tonight because there's something I realized that we should probably talk about. The Saga era, the new era of Saga with the trailer with that epic.
We didn't talk about that.
No, that just happened. We took 2 years off. Nearly 2 years.
That's true.
That is true. So, yeah, I think we're going to end this episode here. So you can check us out on social media. We're on Facebook. We have a page and a group at Shenmue AM2 Pod on Twitter. Over 6,000 impressions on the April Fool's tweet. Really tugged to people's heartstrings. It was fucking great. I apologize earlier. I'm not sorry. It was so good.
You monster.
It was so good. Shenmue AM2 Podcast on YouTube. Like, share, subscribe, thumbs up, all that good stuff. And do you know who our sponsor this week is, Matt?
No.
It's Limited Run Games because they're making Shenmue 4. Mark my words. They're making Shenmue 4.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.